Hi there, Raul. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were just speaking with Tara, and she did want me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service, you know, how it would work, everything that would be included, answer all of your questions. And then, because the business itself is officially fairly new, she is requesting that I apply a new in business rate here, make it even more affordable for you. And happy Monday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Pretty good so far.
Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website. And you use Google yourself, right? You're familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page?
The what, sorry?
Oh, that local PAC or the map that pops up if someone does a keyword search. I mean, we all kind of use it when we need something and don't know who to call. And for you, especially being that the business is officially new, I mean, that's going to benefit you. People won't need to already know the name of your company, but they will find you. If they go on Google or even Bing and they're on their smartphone, computer, or any device that accesses the internet, they're looking for remodeling contractor, kitchen remodeling, bathroom restoration, or any of the construction services you want to provide, your business will pop up as one of those options. Of course, that means they'll be able to see your website, pick up the phone, and call you directly. Now, it is a month-to-month service. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads, Siri on a smartphone. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. And again, like I said, it's offered on a month-to-month basis. That being said, our new in business rate, while it is kind of a promotional rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's just designed to make it more affordable for younger companies. It's actually a very significant savings of, in this case, a little over 50% off the normal cost. It's going to bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $299. And that $299, Raul, would be the exact amount. So you're not paying for leads on top of that. The calls come directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, at least on the surface, though, being that it's designed to get your phone ringing directly, maybe have you scale back on paying for leads. Is that something you would want for your business at this point?
Well, I would want it right now, but I'm kind of like in a, I already paid for Home Advisor right now.
Right.
I paid for Yelp and okay. I think I got a 30-day month for Google. I think it was a 20 or 30-day Google review thing, and mm-hmm. so I've been paying, so it's trying to pay another platform will be a little bit hard for me since I'm just starting my business.
Well, I mean, you know, this is a service that more than pays for itself, and whereas like with Angie's, you're going to keep coming out of pocket and pay every time you get a lead, whether you get the job or not. This is a flat rate. Now, with Angie, I mean, first of all, there's no conflict with paying for leads and being a top option on the first page of Google. Although
yeah,
most
they actually went to pay per month as well instead of paying per lead.
So you're paying a flat rate with Angie?
Yeah, I'm paying a flat rate with them.
Well, that's good. Are you locked into a contract with them?
I am.
You
a
are.
12-month contract. Yeah.
12-month contract. Have you had it long enough to know if that service is working for you? I mean, are you getting jobs out of it?
I just started with them Saturday. I have had a couple leads. I have had a couple leads since then. Nothing that actually, not an actual job, but I mean, I haven't had it long enough to
right.
say.
Well, hopefully those leads do start turning into jobs for you. I mean, especially since you're going to be with them for at least a year. I hope it does work. I speak with a lot of business owners that do well with that type of service. Like I said, it does not conflict with being a top option on that first page of Google. That's actually going to reach more people, though. You know, not everyone uses Home Advisor or Angie. but pretty much everyone uses Google, right? Now, you said you're paying for Yelp. I mean, we would have created a Yelp listing. I mentioned that. Yelp is one of the directories that we create. With our service, you get a community listing that is just like the enhanced listing, you know, except you're not paying for it. It's one of the directories that Google looks for. So it's important from that standpoint, but it's not any more important to Google than any of the other dozens and dozens of directories that are not even known to the public. In fact, a lot of times for Google, the directories that most people haven't heard of, that your competitors won't have, that's what's going to make the difference with your first page placement. 9 times out of 10, we call and hire someone based off of what we see on that first page. Now, are you under contract with Yelp, or Yelp is month to month?
No, Yelp is month to month, but
okay, I thought so.
I got a 30-day trial.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I mean, this is going to get your phone ringing. It's sustainable. It's something that you would keep for the long term. Now, I know that Yelp is great for restaurants. I know that, you know, brick and mortar locations, especially like nail salons, hair salons, those do quite well with something like Yelp, but for service-based companies, when you're going to hire someone to come out to your home and do some work, most of us go directly to Google, right? And this is going to reach that target audience. We can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, there's also a Facebook ad campaign. There's a social media campaign. While I did reduce the cost of that service, the original $100 of Facebook ads, that's still part of this package. And that's about 400 clicks, you know. I mean, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. That's a great way to get your company and your website out there in front of more people, especially people who've already gone on Google and done a search for your services. Facebook ads will retarget that exact same potential customer. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, I did see RM. I remember RM when I saw my original search. And then they're going to click on your website. You're going to get more phone calls. So it's a great way to get this going for you. Now, I mean, it sounds to me like the budget is the one concern right now. I mean, obviously you're pretty new to Angie's. You know, you're in that 12-month contract. If I can make it a little bit more affordable, if there is something that I might be able to do along the lines of making it affordable for you, I mean, I wouldn't want to say, like, you know, take $100 off and not do the Facebook ads, because that's really going to benefit you. I mean, you do travel at least a little bit, the surrounding communities. I wouldn't want to take things away to make it affordable for you. There is, though, a friends and family rate that I could probably get approved here. I mean, I wouldn't tell my boss that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that. But I'd be honest. You know, I'd tell them that you're a younger company, at least officially fairly new. You've got, you know, a decade of experience, more than. So it's easy for us to promote you as the guy who knows what he's doing, the guy you should trust, the guy you should call. People will want to see that. People will respond to that, and you'll get phone calls because of your experience. And, of course, that new in business rate already makes it affordable. I know for sure my supervisor even recently made the exception for one of the other pricing directors, and I'm pretty sure I could get him to approve the friends and family rate here. It does a few things. It waives the $99 setup fee that would normally attach to your first month, and it also reduces the cost of the service from $299 to $249. Everything else is still the same. The $100 that Facebook has, all of the directories, it's all still the same. It's really designed, Raul, for one job to offset the cost of the service for many months at a time. Now, like I said, this is going to keep your phone ringing. It's going to help you to pay for all of the other advertising that you're doing. Advertising is a tax write-off, by the way. And, of course, a lot of businesses that can are increasing their advertising before the end of the year, even if it's to take the tax write-off. This, though, is designed to get your phone ringing. It is on a month-to-month basis, like I said, so there's no contract. Our job, of course, though, is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, if I could get my supervisor to allow me to do a friends and family rate, waive the $99 setup fee, reduce the $299, which is already reduced, all the way down to $249, that $249 role would then be the price that starts and stays. It would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It would be an exact amount that would stay with you. Now, if I could get that friends and family rate approved, get that website in front of more people, Hey man, I'm sure that's something you would want. I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you, get your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time, right?
Right.
I mean, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. We don't call our dad or our friends to find out who we should call. At least most of the time we don't. We certainly don't use the yellow pages anymore. But we've got the world's content at the touch of a button or so. It's in our pocket. It's in our purse. We grab that smartphone all the time. And every new customer that finds you on Google is someone who can use your services again for a different project and, of course, recommend you to their friends and their family. Now, I am just now sending a request to my supervisor to see if he will allow me to do that reduced rate. Now, it is RM Construction Services. I mean, how did you want your business branded online?
Yeah, just RM Construction Services.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, the company is has RM Construction Services of Yuma LLC.
Of Yuma LLC. Yes. I did see that.
Yeah.
For the purposes of branding your business, though, you want to keep it kind of short, concise, to the point.
Right, yeah.
And consistency is the key, right? That's the important thing.
Right.
But for RM Construction Services, branding your business, that's important. And like I said, we're creating multiple directories. That's how you're going to be listed on Google. Now, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not like a physical address, brick and mortar showroom or location that you would want your customers to know about, right? Yeah. And Google expects it to be that way. You know, they expect service-based businesses to kind of be run out of the home, run out of the truck. I mean, they wouldn't want anyone driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, the Home Advisor, though, does list the 8384 South Pima Lane. I mean, is that your home?
Yeah, that's my house.
It is, okay. And, of course, Google doesn't want to list that address. Like I said, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door. You're just going to be listed city and state, not even that zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. Tara says you go roughly 30 miles. You know, we don't draw a big circle around you. We can target outside that 30 miles. If there are places even 5 miles away you don't want to go, let us know that too. We won't run your ads there. We'll target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Are you doing commercial work too?
I am.
You are. Do you have any preference, residential over commercial? You like a nice even mix?
It doesn't matter.
It's good to have both, right? Because they both have their pluses and minuses. Now, when we get your phone ringing, the number that we're speaking on now, this is a good number for your customers to call, right?
Right.
Gotcha. And then it's rmconstruction.org, right? That's the website?
Right, the website. Yeah.
Kind of a branding page right now, right? I mean, is it still like under construction?
Yeah.
Are you trying to build it yourself?
Yeah. Well, I was, but then I don't have the time to do it.
Exactly. I talk to business owners all the time. I mean, especially as a young company, you've got so much going on. The last thing that you have time for is to build out a website. And on that note, I've heard a lot of business owners that are using Angie's or Home Advisor. You know, it's a lot of work sometimes to get work. You get a lead, but you still have to follow up with that lead. If they don't answer, you have to call them back. If they still don't answer, you might have to call Angie or Home Advisor and say, you know, they never answered. Well, we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. We can use your existing domain and build a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven website at no additional cost. And that would mean the initial construction of the site would be included. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website would be included as well. Now, I did a moment ago hear back from my supervisor. I only took a quick glance at it, but it did look like he was going to approve it. Let me pull it up right now. Okay, so it says, Paul, for this new company, I would be more than happy to approve your request to do a friends and family rate of $249. guests. I'm looking forward to helping this company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So it would be $249 as an out-the-door cost. The setup fee would be waived. Would you want us to do that website for you at no cost? Take it off your hands and build a professional website for you?
So I'll pay $249 now. That's it. And you guys help me out. Do that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
It would be that flat rate. We would waive the $99 setup fee. The website would be included. It takes us about 5 or 7 business days. We'll talk to you. We'll do what's called a client interview. So we'll ask you about a mission statement, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business. We'll ask you to send us some photos and we'll do the rest, you know. Now, if you have time later on down the road and you want to, you'll have access to a website editor tool. So you can always add additional photos. You can add content, senior discount, holiday special, whatever. But we would still be able to update your website for you at no additional cost. Whether you're making the changes or whether we are, there's no additional cost for that. And like I said, we can use that existing domain and build out that website for you. It would just be that $249 as an out-the-door cost.
Okay. what do I have to do? Yeah, I'll go ahead and do it then for the $249.
I think you're going to love it. You're going to be pretty successful with this. And then what is a good email? Now, the reason I ask, now most of the time, keep in mind, Raul, you're going to get calls directly to you. Everything's going to have the click-to-call feature. Customers will be calling your number directly. The websites that we build will have a contact form on them. So you can, you know, when someone fills out that contact form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. If it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. People would see it. If it's more of like a personal email, that's fine. No one would even need to see it. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It's going to be same as the company, RM Construction Services of Yuma at gmail.com.
So of Yuma included in the email, but not the LLC part.
Yeah, not the LLC. Yeah.
Okay. And you definitely just wanted it listed as RM Construction Services for the branding of the business. And then
right.
Tara never did get your last name, Raul.
Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S.
R-E-Y-E-S. That's actually my wife's grandmother's maiden name.
Well,
all right. Yeah. And then we did say that your business is service-based, so we're not going to be promoting any physical street address. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Like I said, we want to talk to you about your business, and that helps us build out your website and create all the additional content. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I am required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, officially that friends and family rate, waiving the setup fee, and including that website for you at no additional cost. Mr. Reyes, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then, Raul, before I do get to that voice verification and schedule your client interview, how did you want to take care of that initial investment of just $249? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
It's going to be a MasterCard.
On that particular card, is it your name first and last, any middle initial, or the business name there?
No, it's going to be mine.
Okay.
My first name, middle initial, and last name.
And what is the middle initial?
G.
You said G, like George?
G as in George.
Okay. And then you said it was a MasterCard. Mr. Reyes, that should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Raul, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5343.
Okay.
4807.
Yes, sir.
2467-7868.
And then the expiration month and year?
10/29.
10/2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
773.
773. So I have 773, 773 on the back. I've got October or 10/2029 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Reyes, is the card itself 5343-4807-2467-7868?
Correct.
And does that bill at the 8384 South Pima Lane in Yuma, 853?
No, that's a bill to the shop, 1990 South First Avenue.
You said 1990 South First?
In Yuma, Arizona, 85364.
85364, okay, perfect. Now, about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification, our automated system will send you a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now. Did you want me to give you the client support information? Okay. So the toll-free is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And Raul, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Arizona time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day, maybe the next business day if they receive that email after hours or maybe very late in the day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email. You'll also receive an additional email. The initial invoice will have a link on the email to the written terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. Everything that we're about to go over here in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, takes about 25, 30 minutes. Let me get through that voice verification first. Like I said, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Raul. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
RM Construction Services.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Reyes, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Raul Reyes, owner.
Okay. And, Mr. Reyes, as the owner of RM Construction Services, Raul, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that MasterCard in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Right.
Of course. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Reyes, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie's and Yelp. There's no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Raul, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Reyes, that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will build out that new website for you using your existing domain, rmconstruction.org. We will also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, the friends and family rate, and the website applied here, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 16th of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Roll, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the voice-activated services, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no cost, meaning that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate, officially the friends and family rate of $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. Because it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. In fact, you can pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Reyes, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That role is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Reyes, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, our automated system will send out that confirmation email along with the invoice email sent out to you separately. Again, that link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, you'll receive that link by text as well. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, as far as your client interview goes, it looks like I can still get you in, although it's a little tight and somewhat short notice. I can, if you prefer, do 11 o'clock. If you want something a little bit later, we can do 12 o'clock. or this afternoon. There is 2, 3, or 4 o'clock. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular follow-up call from our technician, kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. Would you want something as soon as possible or a little bit later on today?
Yeah, 11 is fine.
11. So we'll get you a little too late short notice then for our automated system to send you out that reminder. That goes out an hour prior. So I'll send you in a second here a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you?
Well, I need the username and password.
Okay. So you're a step ahead of me. Let me go back. Okay. Well, you actually do not need to go that next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it. So it is asking you to log into your account. I can give you that information. Now, it's not updating on my end, but you did get the link already, and you put in your name. Let me open it up. Did you click the two boxes, one that says you agree to receive SMS messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card?
No, it just says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, so click on that first. And then it's going to open up the, click where it says click here. Do you see the two words click here, the blue words?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So click on the click here. It'll open up the Local Splash Terms of Experience, all the different services that will be provided here. Of course, Google's going to be the main focus. It is pretty much everyone's main focus. The website's included, the Facebook ads. Below that long line that goes all the way across it are a couple of boxes. One that says you agree to receive SMS messages, which are text messages, of course, through the computer. Click on that box. The other that you are the certified authorized holder and signer of the card, of course, we want you to click on that box as well. Now, you'll see the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would copy and paste or type in your name. If you're typing it in, it is case sensitive. The R, G, and the other R are all capitalized. There is no period after that middle initial of G. Our system does not like punctuation in that spot. If you are copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy an extra space either before or after your name. But once you've got your name as an exact match in that box, just click the confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored box. If you are on your smartphone, you may have to flip it sideways for that confirmed signature box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on it, it'll do a few things. It'll, of course, let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're including that website. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Mr. Reyes, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it does ask you for your username and password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, there. I'm here.
Okay, so like I said, you do not have to do that right now. Our automated system thinks that you're trying to log into your tracking system. Let me just see. Your welcome email should be sent to you. It has been. Your welcome email is the one that has your login credentials on it. Your username is fixed in our system, so you cannot change it, but it is designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's your phone number, area codes included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, nothing like that. So your username, of course, is 928-315-0886. Your default password is the number 4 and reviews. So the number 4, R-E-V-I-E-W-S, all lowercase, no space. You can change your username. No, I'm sorry. You can change your password, but not your username. And then the other thing, just one last thing that I wanted to do here, and then I'll have to get off the phone to put in the notes because we're going to call you back in about 15 minutes or so. I just wanted to add a little bit of extra security on your account, another layer of safety here for you, just a question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with RM Construction Services, even if it's you, Mr. Reyes, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question.
Okay.
And if anyone calls you and tells you that they are with Local Splash or with Google, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, that wouldn't be us. Don't entertain your phone call. Now, if anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that would not even be us at all. You wouldn't even have to ask them if they know the answer to the security question. The voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account. It's clear. It bills once a month on the 16th for exactly $249 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city.
City. And then what is the answer?
San Luis.
San Luis? Okay. Is that S-A-N-L-U-I-S?
U-I-S, yeah.
Okay. In Mexico. I have to type it in twice. Okay, you're all set and squared away there. I do want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting a website built on your existing domain, and, of course, looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. I will most likely be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you. To be honest, I'll be spending the next several minutes putting the notes in on the account, and our technician will let me know that they're ready to call you, and I will be on the beginning part of that phone call just to kind of say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and answer any quick questions that you might have. I should be able to do that, like I said, unless I get an inbound call. I'm definitely not going to make a phone call between now and the next 10 minutes or so. I know it's scheduled for 11. It might be a couple of minutes after that, but it is a one-hour window for a call that typically takes about a half an hour or so. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you in a few minutes here when our technician's ready to give you that follow-up call.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, Mr. Reyes. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.